thank you very much for joining me for a coffee with the editor. You've got some exciting news to share.
Oh, thanks, Philippa. It's great to be with you for a virtual coffee again. Yeah, two things, I guess. The first is Afro 4000 locomotives have gone into service, which is great. And we've commenced this really interesting service with Unitrans.
All right, so let's start with the very beautifully branded Afro 4000s. I don't think Afro 4000s is what you're calling them, though, are you?
We've moved to the Euro 4000 for what we're calling them going forward. You're quite right. And yeah, the branding of them is looking outstanding.
Absolutely stunning. All right, so where are they? What are they going to be doing? Tell me a bit more.
Okay, so we've put them into our Calabash service. Now we're a joint venture shareholder in Calabash. Calabash holds an access right on the Tazara line, and we've put them into service there. They're ring-fenced to move volumes for Seesteinberg Bridge. We have got six locomotives there, six of the seven that we own there at the moment. We're doing some work on the seventh, and then that'll be going up to offer as to be there as redundancy. So what we've done there is we've rejigged the service design. We've done away with the banking locomotives that we did have with the C30 EMP locomotives that we had there before, which were wonderful locomotives on that fleet. They gave us a 99% trip success rate on that service. And you know, we've run 362 trains there now. So, you know, really, really outstanding performance of those locomotives. The guys were kind of emotional to see them going away. The Euro 4000s have started service, run our first successful trips. And we've rejigged the service design. As I said, we're running slightly shorter trains, but we've done away with the banking set. So we're going to reduce the transit times on that service even further. You know, we're trying to go with a real sort of blue chip service there. And I guess Seesteinberg Bridge are the beneficiaries of that service through Calabash. And they were the ones that got it signed up quickly, and they should be the beneficiaries of these wonderful locomotives into the future.
And tell me about the logistics of getting them from your operations in Roslyn up to the client. I mean, that must have been quite an interesting experience in itself, or a project all of itself.
Project all of itself, and mostly, you know, the thing that stands out to me with that exercise was just how expensive that exercise really was. We had to truck them, obviously, in South Africa, given the sensitivities of those locomotives in South Africa, and I mean, there was some really amusing social media around that. With those locomotives going on trucks through the northern parts of South Africa up to Bright Bridge. We did then put them on rails at Bright Bridge, and they ran on rails from the South African border into service. So yeah, unfortunately, you know, when you're sending up a 120 ton machine on the back of a truck, it's a very expensive exercise. It's just unfortunate that's the case. And then, you know, the next thing is that we need to import them into the jurisdiction where they're going at. They're expensive machines. We bought them on auction. We paid a lot more on auction than what we were hoping to pay. The customs and duties associated with importing them into the jurisdiction where they've been imported to is really high. So you incur significant costs. The sooner that we can get to the Africa Free Trade agreements and we can get them approved across the board, the better, because you know, the costs of mobilizing these operations, which are really beneficial for the regional economies, just are really, really material.
So explain to me, and we're probably going to go a little off topic. So my understanding from a locomotive perspective is that per axle ton, so some of the railways up in Africa can only do like a 15 or 16 per ton axle. These locomotives are actually quite heavy. So was there a restriction or a certain way that they had to be moved, or am I not quite understanding how that per axle ton works?
No, look, I mean, the weight of these locomotives is the standard weight for locomotive, you know, mainline locomotives in the region, you know, of the sort of on a full basis at 120 tons. So, you know, that's aligned with other locomotives in the region. Our C30, our General Electric fleet is very much the same weight. So that's very much aligned. The real problem that we have with these locomotives is obviously the sensitivities regarding height on these locomotives. So we had to truck it through South Africa. The jurisdictions that are your sort of light axle load areas, that's in those areas, you know, these locomotives are generally electric fleet as well. Those locomotives can't operate in those areas anyway. So I don't think there was anything different about these locomotives at all, really. It's just, unfortunately, we had to truck them through our republic.
First successful trip, everything is working well. And do you want to touch on the Calabash project? I mean, you guys have done significant volumes and train trips, and I think there's some element of celebration around that anyway, aside from the new locomotives arriving for service.
The access strategy of Tazara seems to have paid off for them very well. They've put out for tender for other access providers to come onto the line alongside us. We've taken as a great compliment and something that shows that it's been successful, this access arrangements. The volumes have more than doubled on that network, which is outstanding for the regional economies and for Tazara themselves. I think those access fees is really material income that they're generating, you know. So from those perspectives, I think it's outstanding, you know. And then from, in terms of the investment that's come, you know, together with our partners in Calabash, I think we're getting close to 300 wagons that, and those are new wagons that are getting injected, newly manufactured wagons that have been injected into that service now. We previously, as Traction, had injected 8 General Electric C30 MP locomotives. Locomotives of ours are still relatively new, and the new value of those is $3.5 million per locomotive, to give you a sense of value in terms of what was being injected into that service. Each wagon is a minimum of $60,000, so you can look at the value of those sort of 300 wagons that's been injected there. And you're talking about, you know, huge foreign direct investment into Zambia and Tanzania and into their rail systems. The other side of that is a significant income flow for Tazara and a huge jump in volumes that is running along that corridor. So it's been a good thing. But the economic conditions are very tough. There has been a volume reduction over the last sort of 18 months out of the DRC and Zambian copper belts off the back of mines that have shut down. That's meant that there's excess trucking capacity in the market, and rates have really, really collapsed on the trucking side, which obviously has a direct impact onto the rail side. So, you know, we are operating in a very tight economic environment still, even though the prices are now really, really good on the commodity side. So we do think that those are going to come back quite quickly, or we hope that those are going to come back quite quickly. It's certainly encouraging to see Kamoa coming online and Mutanda coming back into service, and the other Chinese expansions and the DRC also coming online. So, you know, I think that economically it will improve. But at the moment, you know, we're certainly riding through this. We're having to ride through the cycle.
Unitrans, I ran it last week in News Express, or depending on when this is going to fly, it the week before. And it sounds really exciting.
You know, we're really excited to be part of Unitrans's voyage into railways. It really is the first time that they've decided to get into this. They've gone with this really exciting new innovative wagon design, which is being manufactured by Gallison, which we think they've made a strategic and excellent choice on that. You know, what we like about Unitrans is that they have a reputation for being a blue chip service provider to their customers. They have an outstanding customer base, and they've got a reputation for delivering really, really high class logistics solutions. And that's exactly the area that we like to play in. We have this absolute obsession with quality. There's nothing that we do where we believe that our reputation could possibly come under question. And everything that we do is with the best assets available in the market. And Unitrans, with the Euro 4000s going into service on the Calabash service, that's freed up the portion of our General Electric C30 EMP fleet. Unitrans was very quick to get their hands around those locomotives for this service. So, you know, I think they've got wonderful assets, and there's absolutely no reason why that service is not going to be a success. Our rail school has been in Zimbabwe for the last 5 to 6 weeks, completing all of the training of the NRZ drivers. That process has been a great success. Working with NRZ has been wonderfully refreshing, and the speed in which addressing everything commercially and operationally has been wonderful to see. So it's really encouraging. It bodes well for the future in Zimbabwe for their railways.
Well, I agree. I mean, it is a really, you know, it used to be quite a good network, I think, with some investment and definitely the move to, I would assume, open access will bring much needed resources to the operations.
Not quite open access. NYZ are still operating the locomotives and the trains, and we're providing the locomotives to Unitrans on a full maintenance lease basis. And hence the training program that's gone in there. It's a little bit of a hybrid sort of model, but very much NYZ are the operators of the service. And so far, the first few trains have operated really well.